Alaska's new governor won an election last month in one of the tightest races in the country. Bill Walker is an independent, and one of his campaign promises was to make expanding Medicaid a top priority. Now he's facing a Republican-controlled legislature that hasn't been willing to even consider the idea. Alaska Public Media's Annie Feit reports.
For the new governor, it's a no-brainer. Around 40,000 low-income Alaskans, mostly childless adults, would receive health benefits with Medicaid expansion. The federal government will pay 100% of the costs until the end of 2016. And after that, the state's share will slowly increase to 10% by 2020. And Alaskans already pay taxes for it, Walker says.
I always will default back to what's best for Alaskans, and it's best for Alaskans to have the health care coverage we already paid for.
The Alaska Chamber of Commerce, the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium all support expansion. So far, 28 states have expanded, and Laura Snyder with the Kaiser Family Foundation says most of those governors have had legislative support.
There have been a few states where the governor has acted on his own through executive authority, but most states have generally incorporated it into state budgets, which usually require legislative sign-off.
Governor Walker will probably need the legislature to fund part of the expansion, since the state has to pay some administrative costs that will add up to as much as $10 million per year. Those millions could be a tough sell for the Republican legislature. Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says Walker will have to make a strong case.
It'll be a lively debate, but I look forward to work with him to the best of my abilities within the financial constraints that this state is currently facing.
To help his case, Walker appointed Valerie Davidson as health commissioner. She's been a leader in the Alaska Native healthcare system and a determined advocate for expansion since the health law passed. She says she'll rely on a cooperative work ethic as she negotiates with lawmakers over expansion. And in the end, Davidson's confident Alaska can get it done.
And it may not be something that everyone's 100% happy with, but it may be something that we may be able to find middle ground that we can all live with. And I think that's what makes Alaska so great. We don't back down just because things get difficult. If it's 40 below, we go about our day and we get things done. That's just what we do. And we do that with policy issues as well.
Beyond the legislature, Alaska faces big technical hurdles before Medicaid expansion can work. The state payment and enrollment systems aren't functioning properly right now, and Davidson wants to address those issues before any expansion. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Alaska Public Media, and Kaiser Health News.